Blog Talk Radio. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everyone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just thanking the Lord. Hallelujah for all that he has done. Glory to God. So they say, put food on my table, a place to sleep. But thank you for the blood that you shed on Calvary. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing. Thank you, God, for the grace. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God on this Sunday morning. Amen. Praise God. This is our Sunday morning service. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, Reign of Glory Revival Ministry, you are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil. Praise God this morning. We just want to give God the thanks this morning. The song says, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for blessing me. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for blessing them. Glory to his name. We thank and praise God. Hallelujah. We lift our hands up in worship on this morning. This is the day that the Lord has set us side. Amen. Glory to God for us to come together. Glory to God as one this morning. Hallelujah. With that being said, let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, we come this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for this Sunday morning that you woke us up, God. Hallelujah. That we are amongst the living, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We honor your presence. We reverence you this morning, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father, for you sits upon the throne. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are. You are majesty, your power, your awesome. God, and we just bless you, Father God, for the things that you have set aside for those that love you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, as I come this morning, glory to your name, Father, I ask that you anoint me afresh this morning, Lord God. Yes, Holy Spirit, breathe upon me, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding coming. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, from the very throne room this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray blessings to be upon your people this morning, that the word of God will go upon them and in their, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we would not sin against you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let the word begin to flourish, God, take root, God, this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for opening up our hearts, our mind, our spirit to hear what the Spirit is saying this morning, Father God, for us on this Sunday morning. So, Father, as I step aside and allow the Holy Spirit to take control this morning, Lord God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Use me for your glory this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God bless every household here. God, by Sunday, Kumasanda, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory this morning. Morning, Father God, we give you glory this morning. Yes, Holy Ghost, we give you glory this morning, God. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving in my heart and my soul, says amen on this morning, people of God. Glory to God. I'm going to go to a passage of scripture this morning. Amen. I'm going to go to 1 Samuel chapter 1. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And start at verse number 10. 10. Yes, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank and praise God for the word of God. And hallelujah. We thank God for victory today as we journey towards victory today. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to go and let me read it. Let the Holy Spirit have his way. I got so much downloaded right now. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. The Bible says, and she was in bitterness of soul, prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. She cried, amen, and she vowed a vow. She vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thy will indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid and remember me. Come on, I want to talk to us this morning. And remember me and forget thy. Don't forget thy handmaid. But will give unto thy handmaid a man child. She said, then I will give him unto the Lord all of the devil. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken here, she said. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace. The priest is speaking. And the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. Here first we open with Samuel opens with the story of Elkanah and his family. The Bible says he was from the hill country of Ephraim. He was the son of Jeroham, and perhaps more importantly, that he had two wives at that time. Come on, people of God. One was Peninnah, the other was Hannah. And strictly, these names are significant regarding how the situation of this family would turn out. The name Peninnah was a name from pearl, derived from pearl, and that's a beautiful stone. Her name means beauty. Come on, people of God. Glory to God. While Hannah means favor. As you are here today, glory to God, I'm sure you, as long as you are on the path of righteousness, even though there are people who have beautiful background, glory to God, already, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. Peninnah had children, sons and daughters, while Hannah was desperate for one. So what do you do when things are going well for your adversaries, for the ones, amen, praise God, that comes up against you? What do you do? What do you do when you seem to be taking one step forward and, glory to God, and three steps backwards? What do you do? There was Hannah, desperate for one child, while Hannah, glory to God, had at least four children. Without having to pray years after years before she conceived each of them. You need to tell yourself today, people around you, glory to God, there's a reason for what God is doing. There's a reason, amen, for the delay in my life. There's a reason, amen, glory to God, thank you, Jesus, that I've been denied for this time. In this message, we'll be examining a few things that we can learn from the story of this family. Praise God. You can have emotions, glory to God, but you don't let your emotions have you. Praise God. There is nothing wrong with being emotional, but there is everything wrong if your emotions are consuming you. Elkanah and his family were devout servants of the Lord. Worship of God. Come on, Holy Spirit. They went to worship the Lord, and people who fear God and reverence him, glory to God, they attended the annual feast required by the law of Moses as prescribed in the book of Exodus. And every year they would go to Shiloh and situated between Bethel and Shechem, amen, praise God. I don't know how far their homes was in Shiloh, but it must have been some distance, yet they did not let the distance dampen their zeal for seeking the face of God. At Shiloh, praise God, the notorious, come on, I want to talk to you this morning, the notorious son of Eli was priest. Come on, glory to God. Eli was a priest, but he had kids, amen, praise God, that did not serve the Lord like he did.
But they did not let them deter them from worshiping there every year. Just because somebody wasn't serving God, the priest, amen, sons wasn't serving God, they did not let nothing bother them, but they knew that they had to get to the house of God. Many of us need to learn lessons from the zeal and the determination of the family to go for worship, especially Hannah, who seemed not to be getting anything in return. I am sending out a message today that the Lord has given me to keep on keeping on with the Lord Jesus Christ. And the great rewarder who rewarded Hannah will reward you in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. I want to talk to you this morning. At Shiloh, they would offer sacrifice unto the Lord, typically as such sacrifice. The blood of the bulls will be poured at the base of the altar. Glory to God, glory to God. The beast and the glory to God will reserve on the priest's shoulder, while as Levites, the rest of the meat will be for the consumption of Elkanah's house. The Bible says Elkanah will give a worthy or a double portion of meat to Hannah. But for Hannah, this wasn't even near what she was seeking from God. She knew that the kingdom of God is not just a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and the joy of the Holy Spirit. She also knew that while it is good to be loved by her husband, the love of man has severe limitations. She knew that. The Bible says that Isaiah 46 and 8 points out, all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass wither and the flower fall. But the word of our God stands forever. Hannah knew that nothing compares with the love of God. While some trust in chariots and horses, she put her trust firmly in the Lord. Remember what the Bible says about trust in the Lord, amen, in Psalms 125:1. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endures forever. Brother, sometimes not even your husband, your wife can feel the pain. Hannah was jealous, confused, frustrated, even though she was a woman of God, a pious person, meaning that she was a religious, devoted, sincere in her walk. Her posture was right with the Lord. She had still had emotions. And as long as she channeled those emotions towards seeking God, she didn't miss her destiny. Even though you and me are human, where you channel your emotions will determine how far you go. Hannah did not participate in all the whining and dining and all the dancing and shaking and moving and doing what they were doing. She would stand up and go and pray. In other words, she separated herself. A time of separation, a time of consecration, a time of consuming and communicating with God. So if you were Hannah, you probably would want to partake in eating before partaking in prayer. But Hannah knew the importance of her separation. Remember that Jesus often separated himself from the disciples and from pressing multitudes to go praying to his Father, knowing that prayer is the oil that fuels the Spirit. Before Jacob wrestled all night with the angels, praise God of God, he dueled that they led his name, glory to God, being changed from Jacob to Israel, he took leave of his family. Take time to separate yourself unto the Lord, and he will set you apart for your right, God, I give you glory. That personal thing, competing with one another, that competition or that opponent, amen. Those are your rivals. Those are your adversaries. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We all sometimes have somebody that comes up against us and glory. God, glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus, that come to compete with you, glory to God, that opposes you, praise God, hallelujah, and this how she was towards this woman. A closed womb is not the same as barrenness. Come on, I want to talk to us. There is a difference between a closed womb and barrenness. If you look closely at the different Bible translation, none use the term barrenness. Some said the Lord had shut up her womb. God had not given her children, or God had closed her womb. In other words, Hannah wasn't barren. Her womb was merely shut. The dictionary defines barrenness as someone who is incapable of producing the offspring, being sterile. Peninnah made two big mistakes dealing with Hannah. Oh, y'all better talk to me this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. She made a big mistake. Glory to God. Peninnah, glory to God. First mistake, she thought Hannah was barren. There are some people who thought you are barren, believing that nothing good can come out of you. They thought you will not make progress. But God surprised them. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, my God, I say thank you, Lord. But then her second mistake, she thought repeated words and glory to God that she was speaking. Her action, her speech irritates, annoyance and the vexation of and harassment and torment will distract Hannah to make her lose focus. And come after her while taking her eyes off of God. See, some people come in your life to make you take your eyes off of God. But glory to God, we see this woman. Glory to God. Peninnah, she was something. Amen. But God knows what he is doing. Praise God. While the people are trying to torment you, do things against you. Praise God. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on God. Because nothing will, glory to God, come against God's destiny for your life if you keep your eyes on God. Those things came to distraction, glory to God. In the process, we may miss our destiny if you try responding to every negative word and every taunting. Praise God, you will not even have time to pray. Hannah, closed womb was a deliberate act of God to display his glory. Come on, somebody, in the life of Hannah, glory to God. Your delay prosperity, your delay breakthrough, your delay deliverance, your delay in barrenness, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Closed womb closed by God so that when the delay is over, you will know that the breakthrough is not by your own power or might, but by the grace of God. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But then a word was preordained by heaven. Ain't that something? God preordained the words that she was speaking. Glory to God over heaven. She used Peninnah to push her to her destiny. Glory to God. The Bible says Peninnah provoked Hannah the same way God did Moses and Pharaoh. Why? Because she had children and Hannah had none. Because she saw herself as being up and lifted up in a good place, a position that Hannah down in the dungeon. My God, I say thank you. She saw herself as an advantage position. Glory to God. You know how people are. Praise God. They see themselves as more higher than you. You're like, oh, God, I'm just down in a dungeon. Nothing's happening for me. But some things are preordained by God to take glory over your life. While Hannah was in a disadvantage, there are people who thought they are ahead of you in a different area in your life. But you need to let them know that God is taking you higher in the name of Jesus. You are running your own race. I'm a Saturomosia. You are running your own race. You are not in competition with anyone. on. And as you keep your gaze focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, he will multiply you in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. What Peninnah didn't know was that it was God who was behind the words and the irritation, the actions, that is, was God who was pulling the strings from behind the curtains, and she, Peninnah, was merely a tool in the hands of God. Can you imagine God using the adversary against you to get you in a place, to get you in destiny with what he has for you? He would use people to come up against you. Can you believe that? Glory to God. So here, people of God, your ability to ignore those words is an excellent Christian trait that must be developed. Did you notice that Hannah did not even address Peninnah or exchange words with her? Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. She bit her lower lip and went to God in prayer. The same way the king of Assyria threatened King Hezekiah and his people in Jerusalem. The Bible says that the king instructed his people not to respond to the threat, but the people remained silent and said nothing in reply. Because the king had commanded, do not answer him. Glory to God. Isaiah 36 and 21. This is not something many of us will do. This is a learning process. The irritation, the taunting went on for years after years. The provocation, the words went on year after year after year. Can you imagine, glory to God, somebody living in the same house coming to torment you over and over and over, and you say nothing but you go into prayer with God? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can you imagine? Some of us would give up because we think that God is not moving. Amen. Praise God. But there was a purpose that God had for the whole situation. He was going to get the glory out of this thing. Still year after year, when they went to Shiloh to pray, Hannah was not discouraged despite the delay in receiving the answer from God. And she kept on going to Shiloh, praise God, with her family that included her enemy, Peninnah, her tormentor. Glory to God. If you were Hannah, you will probably tell your husband that you would not go with him to Shiloh if Peninnah was a member of that entourage. But you need to know that there are some people you can't get away from, such as family members, your colleague at work, even the people in your church. You need to learn how to keep your focus around them when all they wanted to do was to frustrate you. For Hannah, God was working in the background. Oh, come on, people. God prepared Peninnah to provoke Hannah. Oh, my God, can you believe it? That is why you need to thank God for your Peninnah. We all have one. Hey, kabosatura basia. But because if it's not for her, you will still be in the same mountain. It's not for her, you will be content doing the same old thing you were doing. You may think your closed wound is a curse, but before the end, and I speak it in the name of Jesus, you will know that it was designed by God to take you higher and higher ground. Peninnah, her words provoked Hannah to action. You'll probably agree with me that many of us would never pray if we don't face particular difficulties. Hannah's prayer was initiated. Oh, come on. Do you know that God will put a drive in you to pray? Hannah's prayers was initiated by God, who was looking for a righteous family to bless. Time, the judgeship coming to an end. The priesthood was whining at a centerpiece of God's communication with man. And God was stepping up his plans to birth a new system. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And here was Peninnah, taunting Hannah, being annoying, and generally making Hannah feel uncomfortable. What was Hannah's reaction? She stood up, hey, and approached God in prayer. Her prayer was determined, focused, specific. And that's what we have to do. We have to be specific with God. Glory to God. She didn't ask for just any baby, but for a baby boy. Fervent, heartfelt, desperate. She prayed in bitterness of soul, reaching down gently from within her soul, pouring out her heart unto God. And her prayer was a prayer of a vow. God, if you will give me a baby boy, I'll give him back to you. Lord, I just wanted to be a steward. This baby boy will be yours. How awesome. Her prayers were so deep that Eli, the priest, thought she was drunk. Knowing that she was drunk in the Holy Spirit, he didn't know that she was drunk in the Holy Ghost. Do not get drunk on wine, the Bible says. Ephesians 5:18 for my Bible scholars. Which led to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Eli pronounced the favor of God upon her. And she went home to lay with her husband. And the Lord remembered her and opened her womb. See, I want to talk to us because we don't think that the priest, the pastor, can pronounce a blessing upon you. If we just look at the person as a physical person, amen, praise God, you would not never believe that I can pronounce a blessing upon you. Hey, Korobosia. The Lord that remember Hannah and Silo will remember you in the name of Jesus. He will remember your labor of love. He will remember your righteous living. He will remember your sacrifice. The closing of Hannah's womb was for a reason and a season. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The Bible describes Peninnah as Hannah's adversary, and in 1 Corinthians 16:9-4, the Bible talks about a great and effectual door to be opened. And there are many adversaries. There is no doubt that God wants you to go through the open doors, but he wants to help you deal with your adversary before opening your eyes to see the effectual door. See, there's a lifting that when your adversary, see, something great is getting ready to happen when an adversary come up against your people of God. Otherwise, you may be attacked by your adversary before you can even get near the door. Not to talk of going through it. All the while her womb was closed because God was preparing her for an approach of making a decision, amen, praise God, a new thing. Come on, I want to talk to us. God was preparing her for a new thing, a great thing. And family, the one who closes a door is the one who can open the door. No one who is able to open the door that has been, oh, yes, glory to God. Few shut, open her womb. Samuel came forth. Samuel was greater, more favored, more intelligent, come on, Holy Ghost, than all the children of Peninnah put together. Her adversary. See, you don't understand. Sometimes, amen, praise God, when we get everything thrown at us, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. Even people begin begin to talk, pronounce things, praise God, but God has a plan. Sometimes he put people in position, amen, to be your adversary. If it wasn't for your Peninna, you would not be where you're at now. You would not be pushed forward. You would not be lifted up. Glory to God. Those had, glory to God, those who had their breakthrough, hey, Koromosia, years ago, think you can never catch up with them. But your miracle will be greater than theirs in the name of Jesus. The same way, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. Look at Samuel, praise God. He was more than intelligent, more than everything, glory to God, that you could ever imagine. Those who thought you were, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, will forever remain beneath them in all areas of life. God, the great provider will put them to shame. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 2 and 26 says the boy Samuel continued to grow in stature and in the favor of the Lord and with men. Almost the same word used to describe Jesus. My God, I say thank you, Lord God. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature. Amen. Praise God. And in the favor with God and men. That's why, and I pray, God, give me favor with you as well as favor with men. Your child will grow up as a child of favor. Not just with men, glory to God, but with God. Samuel was a Levite by birth, by a Nazarite, by consecration. At the time of his birth, the condition of Israel was deplorable. It was going down. The nation had no recognition of a leader. The Bible says every man did that which was right in his own eyes. My God, can you imagine God doing something in your life? My God, I say thank you to make a difference. You might cannot see it right now. Glory to God, but God will do it just for you. The Bible said then Samuel appeared on the scene. See, God preparing you for something great. The straight talking, clear seeing judge, priest, the prophet, amen. He anointed Saul and David. Remember that, praise God, and Saul refused, glory to God, to kill the king of Agag as he was instructed. My God, he took the sword and nailed the king himself and pronounced Saul that the kingdom will be taken from him. God will replace that which was thought. You allow God to birth you in the season following the birth of Samuel. Everything changed for Israel. You can make a change if you stay in position, stay in posture. My prayers for you, glory to God, following the birth of Samuel, everything changed for Israel. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My prayer for you today is that God will use, amen, everything about you, praise God, to bring a change to the nation in the name of Jesus. Samuel was regarded as the second Moses, the deliverer, the God of people, the God, glory to God, of God at the time of the great nation crisis. God will use that, glory to God, what the enemy thought not. Hallelujah, you were birthed in your season at the right time. Hallelujah, glory to God. Can you imagine that she was going through for years? Hallelujah, but all of a sudden, God birthed something spectacular on the inside of her, and when it birthed, amen, that child, that Samuel, praise God, hallelujah, delivered the nation from the hand of the Philistines as Moses led them out of Egypt. He opened up them for a new national era and progress, amen, praise God, and oh my God, and the order of the rule of kings. Like Moses, he closed the old order and established a new one, terminated the judgeship and introduced the kingship. He initiated the prophethood to replace the wine and priesthood in speaking for God. Although Moses was a prophet, it was Samuel that first occupied the office of a prophet. His record was not marred by any act of evil, and there was no unworthy of his office and calling. His record was without spot or wrinkle. He was blameless, righteous, and upright before the Lord. You begin to wonder if Peninnah had not provoked it, Hannah, maybe she would have been satisfied. After all, her husband still loved her. Maybe she would go to God in bitterness of soul and ask for Samuel. If Pharaoh had not been horrible to the Israelites, maybe they would just keep on managing to live in bondage. If the walls and the gates of Jerusalem had not been burned, Nehemiah would probably have remained in Babylon, exiled as a cupbearer to the king. If Peter had, glory to God, caught fish in the lake of Gethsemane, Jesus had told him to launch out in the deep, and he would have died fishing. Not as a fisher of men and a renowned apostle who delivered that powerful message of redemption on the day of Pentecost. See, some things have to take place in life for us to get pushed into destiny. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Who had the last laugh? Peninnah or Hannah? Hannah, of course. You were outlast in outlast your adversary in the name of Jesus. Was there any record of Peninnah beyond 1 Samuel chapter 1? The Bible did not even record the name of her sons and daughters. Her purpose in God's plan was a good Hannah, a God over Hannah, to her destiny. And once her purpose was fulfilled, that was it. So your adversary only can deal with you for a little while. And her time of influence was over. There are people God brings your way to help you to get where God wants to take you. People who came into your life to bring down, not knowing that what they meant for bad, God meant it for your good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in Isaiah 41, 11 and 12, it says, all who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemy, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all. He is near that justifies me. That's what Bible says. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? No, he says, they all shall wax old as garments. The moths shall eat them up. When their purpose is fulfilled, you will see them no more. Peninnah turned out to be just a of history, while Hannah was recorded as one of the headlines of history. We and she was remembered by God. Remember in the scriptures as a virtuous praying woman who birthed a great prophet. Hannah preserved in prayer, and God opened her womb. You may be experiencing some kind of delay or something going on, but God is preparing to birth something great through you. If it is God that shut up the doors of opportunity, he is surely able to reopen them. So today, people of God, God is about to open the wounds. Your Samuel is on the way. Your Samuel of prosperity. Your prosperity, amen, shall hit you. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Of your good job, of your good health, if you believe it, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Your life will change. So I'm going to tell you today, praise God, what you're going through today, praise God. Yet, Cordobo, son, the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We all have a time in our lives where God pushes us to our purpose, where God pushes us to our destiny. We all have a time, amen, praise God, that we have a peninsula in our lives. Ha, my say, Cordobo, son, the Holy Ghost. But glory to God. Thank be to God, hallelujah, that your adversary will not stay. The enemy you seen on yesterday, the Bible says that you will see no more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, she had to go through some things. She had to burst some things through her prayer time. God put an anointing on Hannah, amen, to pray. God put an anointing on her, praise God, to birth great things. But see, nobody seen God was doing behind the scenes. So I speak over your life today. No one knows what God is doing behind the scenes. When God opens up the curtains, Hashokuna, my son, the Holy Ghost, glory to God, they will see the blessings of God upon you. Hallelujah. Your peninsula is not the same. Your peninsula is a purpose from God. Whatever irritates you, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. As the Bible says, said that she was one. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That competed with this woman. She was the one, amen, that came up against this woman. She was her opponent, amen, that God used. Glory to God. She was the pawn that God used to bring her into a place. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for your peninas. Thank God that, glory to God, when they irritate you, vex you, praise God, harass, torment you, praise God, take that thing to the altar before the Lord and watch what the Lord will do with your life. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. It's just a matter of time that God lifts up everything. But listen, people of God, if you ever notice when the curtains open, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. They take a bow because the thing is already done. The story is already told. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. So I'm telling you today, you're going to get to a place in your life where you're going to laugh, where you're going to have joy, where you're going to have peace. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. And you're going to take the final bow and say, Lord, I thank you. I didn't know my peninsula would be a blessing to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't know, brother, my second or my son, when they teased me all my life, that you was doing something behind the scenes. God, I didn't know, praise God, when they talked behind my back, you was doing something for me. God, I didn't know, praise God, yet, Cordobo Santa, when they walked out, glory to God, that you was doing something for me. I want to talk to somebody hearing the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. I didn't know, praise God, yet, Cordobo Santa, when they left me for dead, God, that you was doing something good for me. God, I didn't know, praise God, when I went out in the street, that you were doing something for me. But you used my peninsula. You used that thing, glory to God, that I hated, God, to bring me into a blessing. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. See, this woman, she was up for a purpose and a plan of God to bring the glory back to God. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, somebody right here today, glory to God, is going through something in their life. God is getting ready to birth something new on the inside. God is getting ready to birth. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Something that nobody thought was possible. My God, I somebody up out the dirt and miry clay. Oh, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. That was that peninsula. That was that thing, amen, that was in your life. But I hear the Spirit of the living God says, your peninsula is for purpose and your destiny, and you will come out with victorious and you win. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Take all those things back to the altar. She was in bitterness of soul, and she made a vow to God. They went to the house of God. They poured out their offering. The Bible says once a year, they went out, praise God, hallelujah, grabbing all the things and present it back to God. They took their finances, went back to God. They took their prayer time, went back to God. They took their worship, went back to God. Whatever you do, people of God, do it for the Lord Jesus Christ. God will remember you. And the Bible says, glory to God, hallelujah, if thou will indeed look on my affliction of thine, my handmaid, and remember me and forget me not, hallelujah, Jesus. And God, that vow that she made, God honored that vow. She made it and she did it for the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm here today to tell you, your rival, your Panetta, is designed by God to press you forward into victory. We thank and praise our God today. We thank God for our Panettas. Hallelujah. I thank them every day. Thank you for talking about us. Thank you. Hallelujah. For thinking that we'll never make it. I want to talk to somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That think that you just in one spot. Yet, Korobo, Son, the Holy Ghost. But God got something new for you. Hallelujah. Something that's going to make headlines. Yet, Korobo, Son, the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. To your adversary. Headline news. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Extra, extra. Read all about it. And let God be God in your life. It's going to be extra. Hallelujah. Because God is going to get the glory out of your life. Your Panetta and what you're going through, hallelujah, is nothing for God. You just got to know that your Panetta is for your destiny. Your Panetta is for your increase. Your Panetta, hallelujah, is for your maturity. Your Panetta is going to get you to the place of Rahul. We bless and praise our God today for rest today. We thank you, Jesus, for the word of God. We bless your holy name, God. We thank you for the word of purpose and power and authority. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Apostle Carolyn McNeil, our Sunday morning service. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't forget on Thursday, praise God, at 6 p.m., Pastor Ilona Waters will be on. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The same phone number, people of God, yes, Holy Spirit. Don't forget, hallelujah, on Wednesday and Friday, I will be on prayer time. Amen with me. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. At 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. 6 a.m. my time. Amen. Praise God. We thank you. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for grace. We thank you for mercy today. Praise God. Let me pray. Amen. Praise God. This is our Sunday morning. If you want to send your Sunday morning offering in, amen. Hallelujah. If you don't know how to do it, praise God, I can lead you. If you're not saved, praise God, you can reach me, 302-883-9799. Let me say it one more time, praise God, because you might want to speak to me. 302-883-9799. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sunday morning, people of God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come and we bless your holy name, God. We thank you, Father God, for your grace. We thank you, God, for your mercy, God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, how you're moving by your mighty power, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for grace. We thank you for all the things that you're doing in our lives, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, as we come this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Father God, continue, God, to have your way in the lives, glory to God, of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you and we praise you, Father God, for great things that you're doing in the lives, glory to God. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, God. We thank you, Lord God, for moving by your mind. Mighty power, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just ask, Lord God, that you continue, God, to have your way. Move by your mighty power, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just ask you to continue to move. Move, God. Thank you, God, for breathing on us this morning. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus, for all that you have done. We thank you, God, for the touch right now. We thank you, God, hallelujah, Jesus, that we are lifted today, God. We thank you, Father, for all things, great and small, God. We thank you, Lord God. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. Until next time, God bless you all. I have a song, amen, for you. Amen. Glory to God. Happy Sunday in Jesus' name. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Have a blessed and wonderful Sunday in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Okay.
Well, God bless you all. I'm going to end it. Amen. Praise God. It seems like my machine is buffering. Have a blessed and wonderful Sunday in Jesus' name. God bless you all.